Thanks a lot. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy and love toward us. Thank you for your blessings and compassion upon us. Thank you for your grace. There is speaking great things in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is giving us victories over darkness and the oppressions. Thank you for the name of Jesus that is producing signs and wonders in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for our prayers that you have answered. Thank you for more of our prayers that you are still going to answer. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for your and joy that has filled up our lives. We thank you for making us stronger than our enemies, stronger than our weaknesses. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the doors you have opened for us. Thank you for making ways for us where there was no way. Thank you for shining your light in our lives so that we can learn the truth and know you more. Thank you, Father. We also thank you for showing yourself faithful in the lives of every member of this ministry, especially our members that usually join these midnight prayer sessions. Thank you for always showing yourself faithful in our lives. Thank you because every time we come here to pray, we don't always live the same way. You always touch our lives. You always bless us. You always help us. Thank you, Father. We praise forever in Jesus' name. We are here this evening, this midnight, to seek your face, O Lord. Reveal yourself to us in Jesus' name. Reveal your power among us in Jesus' name. Reveal your glory in our midst, in Jesus' name. Help us in those areas where we seriously and urgently need your help. Give us solutions to every problem in our lives as we pray tonight, in Jesus' name. Empower us and strengthen us to move forward and to succeed in our lives and destinies as we pray tonight in Jesus' name. Take away our sicknesses and diseases. Set us free from every bondage of darkness as we pray right here this night in Jesus' name. Thank you, faithful Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our request. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs right now. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord? Great is our God. Great are you, Lord. Great is your power. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. Mighty Redeemer, great are you, Lord. Lord of hosts, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. In our lives, we see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. I just wanna be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship you from afar. Draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are. I just want to be where you are. in your dwelling place forever. In your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I wanna be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Lord Jesus, dwell in your presence. Please stay at your table. Surrounded by your glory, in your praises, that is where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me. And for me, holiness is what I long for. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me. And for me, take my life, take my life and mold it. Take my mind, transform me. Take my will, conform me to yours, to yours, oh Lord. Take my life. Take my life and mold it. Take my mind. Take my mind. Transform it. Take my will. Take my will. Conform it. Do yours, Lord. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I'll live for you. I'll live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way in me. Oh Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my soul. I'll live for you alone. Every step that I take is a moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. And the power of the Lord calm down. Let the power of the Lord, let the power of the Lord calm down. Right now, let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the power of the Lord, let the power of the Lord come down. Into this place, oh, let the power of the Lord come down. As we worship, let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord calm down. Let the glory of the Lord, let the glory of the Lord calm down. Right now, oh, let the glory of the Lord calm down. As we worship, let the glory of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down. You are the mighty man in battle. Jesus is the mighty man in battle. Jehovah is King. You are the mighty man in battle. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God. King of glory you are. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You never fail, you never change. Yahweh, covenant keeping God. Yahweh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You say what Calling us living God, I would trust you forever, Yahweh, the covenant living God. Great is thy faithfulness. O Lord, my Father, there is no shadow of longing with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of falling with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. O great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercy I see. All I have needed, I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Oh, loving him, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my life, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul, over and again, over and again, I belong to you. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of him, the praises start. Lord, you so much. Jesus, Lord, you so much. Yeah, it's praises. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Lord Jesus, each time I think on you, the praises are. Lord, you so much. Jesus, Jesus, Lord, you so much. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you, and my soul sings. In your praises, soaring on your wings. Love you so born. I love you, Jesus. Jesus, love you so much. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour. Every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, my all to thee. I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, Lord Jesus, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I call to thee. Bless me now. Bless me now, my Savior, I call to thee. We want to see your glory. We want to know your grace. We want to know your grace. We want to feel your presence. We want to feel your presence. We want to see your face. We want to see your face. Oh, we humbly bow before you. Listen for your voice. To listen for your voice. And Lord, we welcome you into this place. Lord, we welcome you into this place. Lord, we welcome you into this place. Lord, we welcome you come you into this place. We want to see your glory. We want to know your grace. We want to feel your presence. We want to see your face. Oh, we humbly bow before you, Lord Jesus, to listen for your voice. And Lord, we welcome you into this place. 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 This is your house, this is your home, this is your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. This is your house, your home. We welcome you today. We welcome you, Lord Jesus. We welcome you, baby. This is your house. This is your house. Your home. We welcome you. Lord, we welcome you. This is your house, your home. We welcome you today. Welcome you to our midst. We welcome you. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare. Father, we declare that we love you, that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. You're not the man. You're not the man. You are the God who opens doors. No man can know. You're not the man. You're not the man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. God is not a man. You're not a man. You're not a man. Father, you are the God who opens doors. No man can know. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the God of everything. No one like you. Hallelujah. We need to worship and bless his name. Adore him, magnify him, worship his majesty, praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, praise the Almighty God, the God of Kings, the God of the angels, the miracle working God, the mountain moving God. He is the one who was and he is to come. He existed before all things. And he is the one holding all things together. Praise him for who he is. He is so full of glory. So full of power. So full of strength. So full of dominion. So full of authority. So full of life, worshiping. It makes impossible things possible. He said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. He is the God who shows mercy to people. Even to their fourth generation. He is the Lord who is love personified. No one can love the way he does. No one can love the way he does. No one cares as he does. Praise him. No one can save. Only him can save. No one can heal the way he heals. No one can deliver the way he delivers. No one can provide the way he provides. No one can restore the way he restores. No one can be like him. He alone remains the Lord forever and ever. Praise him. He is the holy true God. There is no other God like him. There is no other God beside him. He is a terrible God, as it is written, for our God is a consuming fire. Praise him. He is greater than everything and everyone. He is higher than everything and everyone. Worship him. The wisdom of men, even the greatest wisdom of men, is rubbish compared to his own wisdom. Glorify him. All the intelligence of man is nothing beside his own intelligence. Praise him. All the riches and wealth of man is nothing compared with no riches and wealth. Is nothing beside his own riches and wealth. Worship him. We praise you, everlasting Father. We praise you, eternal King. We praise you, Most High God. You are the one that changes lives and destinies. You transform people to become new creatures. You transform even the worst sinners to become righteous beings. We praise you, Father. Only you hold in your hands the power that can change the whole world. Only you hold in your hands the power that can reverse irreversible things. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. For only you can speak and your words will come to pass. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord. You're going to say thank you, Father, for your peace that is prevailing in my life and situations. You're going to say thank you, Father, for your peace that is prevailing in my life and situations. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Say, Father, thank you for your peace that is ruling in my life. Thank you for your peace that is ruling in my body, ruling in my soul, ruling in my spirit. Thank you for your peace that is ruling in my life and situation. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your blessing that keeps following me everywhere I go. When I look at my front, I see your blessings. When I look at my back, blessings. At my right hand, blessings. At my left, blessings. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, Father, thank you for your blessing that keeps following me everywhere I go. Thank you for your blessing that surrounds me. Thank you for your blessings that have filled my life, both physical and spiritual blessings. Thank you, Father, for your blessings that keep following me day and night. Thank you, Lord. When I look at my front, I see a lot of blessings. I look behind me, a lot of blessings. I look at my side, great blessings. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your blessings. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank Him. You can say, Father, thank you for bringing to pass your promises and prophecies concerning my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, Father, thank you for bringing to pass your promises and prophecies for my life. Thank you for bringing them to pass. I can see the fulfillment of your promises. I can see the fulfillment of your prophecies in my life. I can see them already. Continue to thank Him. Thank you, Father, for performing your promises and prophecies in my life. Say, thank you, Lord, for performing your promises and prophecies in my life. Thank you for counting me among those that are receiving the fulfillment of your promises at this time. Thank you, faithful Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank Him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for breaking into pieces things of darkness that was binding me. Say, Father, thank you for breaking into pieces things of darkness that was binding me of your mouth and thinking. Thank you, Father, for breaking into pieces things of darkness that was binding my life, binding my destiny, binding my calling. Thank you for breaking those things into pieces. Thank you for breaking those things into pieces. Things of darkness that was binding my spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Father, for breaking them into pieces. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank the Lord. You can say, Father, thank you for correcting me so that I can be a better Christian. Say, Father, thank you for correcting me in those areas where I have gone wrong so that I can be a better Christian. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Say, Father, thank you for rebuking me. Thank you for correcting me in the things I was doing wrong so that I can grow spiritually, so that I can mature spiritually, so that I can please you, so that I can live a successful and prosperous life. Thank you for correcting me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for showing me my errors. Thank you for showing me my sins, so that I can obey you and please you. Thank you, faithful Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. Jesus said something. He said, where the treasure of a man is, that is where the man's heart will be. Where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be. You're going to pray that the Lord help you to treasure his kingdom above every nothing else. You will say, Father, help me to treasure your kingdom, to treasure the things in your kingdom above every other thing else. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You hardly think about spiritual things because your treasure is not spiritual things. That is why you hardly think about spiritual things, because that is not your treasure. They are not your treasures. Say, Father, help me to treasure your kingdom and the things in your kingdom above every other thing else. In the name of Jesus, help me to make heavenly things my treasure. I believe you're praying. Say, Father, help me to make spiritual things my treasures. Help me to make things that pertains to you, things that pertains to your kingdom, my treasure. In the name of Jesus, help me to discard every other thing that I have made a treasure that is not the things of your kingdom. Father, help me to discard them. Help me to make only the things in your kingdom my treasures. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to make heavenly things my treasures. Help me to make heavenly things my treasures. Help me to make heavenly things my treasures. In the name of Jesus. Help me to place the highest value on spiritual things. Dear Father, help me to place the highest value on spiritual things, on the things of you and of your kingdom. Father, let those things be what I value the most in my life. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father, to be wise in my choices. Help me to be wise in my decisions. Help me to be wise in my posture. Help me to be wise in my ambitions. Help me to place the highest value on heavenly things. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Whatever you have made your treasure is what you will live for. Whatever you have made your treasure or treasures is what you will live your life for. So the question is, what are you living for? When you wake up every day, you wake up in the morning from your bed, and then you have before you another new day to live, another 24 hours to live. Now what do you intend to live each day of your life for? Or what do you intend to spend each day of your life for? So what are you living for? Have you really asked yourself that question? Now, what am I living for? Maybe you have a lot of businesses. Have you asked yourself, these businesses I'm doing, what am I doing them for? Why am I doing these things? Yeah, maybe you have jobs. Have you asked yourself, why am I doing all these things? What am I doing these things for? If what you are living for is not divine, you are a failure already. If what you are living for is not Jesus, is not God's kingdom, is not God's assignment, God's purpose for your life, if what you are living for has nothing to do with heaven and the things in heaven, you are a filled your rain. And you have filled your generation already. Yeah, we are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to live for you and your kingdom and your purposes and your will. Say, Father, help me to live for you. Jesus, help me to live for you. Open your mouth and pray like that. They say it is easier said than done. I hope as you are saying those words from your mouth, you are going to really do them practically in your actions. Say, Father, help me to live all my life here on earth for you and not for any other thing. Say, Father, help me to live my day for you. Help me to live my day for your kingdom, for your righteousness, for your will, for your purpose. Help me, Father. Help me to stop living for my selfish desires, selfish interests. Say, Father, help me to stop living for my self-ambitions. Help me to stop living for myself. Help me to stop living to satisfy my lust and pride. Help me to live for you. Help me to spend each day of my life here on earth living for you. Living for you. I hope as you are praying this prayer, you are really going to do it. Ask God to help you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. If there are people that God should use mightily in the New Testament, that person shouldn't be Apostle Paul, considering the terrible things he did against the kingdom of God and against God's people. Yeah, but God was very intentional about choosing that man and using him mightily. Why? Because even when Apostle Paul was serving Satan, I was working for Satan, he was doing it with the whole of his heart. He was a man that dedicated everything in him to whatever course he has chosen. And God was very impressed in that. I mean, God was attracted to Saul, who later became Paul, because he saw that he had this heart that fully follow any course that the heart have chosen to follow. And then God thought in his heart that I'm going to use this man to serve my own cause. Yeah. So if I should ask you, you say you are serving God, how much of your heart have you put in that service? Yeah, you say you are doing God's work. How much of your heart have you put in that work? How much dedication? How much commitment? How much of your time have you put in it? Yeah. So the way God will promote and elevate someone that is so serious and dedicated about his purpose, it's going to be very greater than someone who doesn't really see. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me such power that serve you fully. Some people we still have to persuade them and sometimes even beg them to dedicate their heart, their lives towards God's purpose. Why do we have to beg you? Why do we have to preach to you to do the things of God, if not that your heart is not after those things? So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, create in me and heart that follow after you fully. Apostle Paul said that everything that I have gained in the world, I discard them as rubbish so that I can gain Christ. Say, Father, create in me such heart that serve you fully, that follow after you fully without any reservation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, create in me a heart that gives you 100% focus, 100% commitment, 100% service, 100% worship, 100% obedience, 100% love, selfless love. Father, create in me such heart that serves you fully. Give me a heart that follows after you fully without any reservation. Give me a heart, O Lord, that follows after your ways fully, that follows after your will fully. Give me such heart. In the name of Jesus, give me such heart that gives you 100% attention, 100% commitment, 100% dedication, 100% consecration. Oh Lord, create in me such heart in the name of Jesus. Such a heart that is willing to die serving you. Such a heart that is willing to die following your course on earth. Pleasing your course on earth. Create in me such heart, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus gave the parable of 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Yeah. And we saw how the 5 wise virgins actually met with the bridegroom, whereas the foolish ones couldn't enter into where the bridegroom was. What was the difference between the wise virgins and the foolish ones. It is the oil. The oil. That was the difference. The oil. Yeah. And another way to make you understand what the oil represents is the hunger for God. Yeah, the zeal for God, the passion for God, the fire for God. Yeah. So you're going to pray. If you no longer have hunger for God, you are going to fail and fall very shortly. If you no longer have hunger for God, you are going to fall very shortly. And you're going to fail God very shortly. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, wake up the hunger, the spiritual hunger that is dead in me. Wake up my spiritual hunger that is dead. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, wake up my spiritual hunger that is dead. My spiritual hunger. My hunger for spiritual things. Hunger for God. Hunger for the things of God. Hunger for the service of God. That is already dead in me. Holy Spirit, wake them up right now. Wake it up right now. Wake it up right now. Hunger for intimacy with God. Hunger for studying the Word of God. Hunger for spending time with God in His presence. That is already dead. Holy Spirit, wake up the hunger. Right now, in the name of Jesus, wake up that hunger. Thank you, Father. Wake up the hunger right now. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Now, to fully understand the parable of Jesus in Matthew chapter 25, that is the parable of the wise virgins and the foolish virgins. I'm going to share with you a revelation that a man of God had about the river of life that flows before the throne of God in heaven. So the man of God said he was in that revelation. Or he was in that vision, and he saw a river, very small, and the river was flowing. And then the angel that was with him told him that that river is the river of life. Anyone that drinks it shall live forever. And the man was surprised. The man said, "If that is the river of life, why is it so small? Why is it that there is no, you know," he was expecting a very big river. He said, why is it that it's so small, and even the water there is so small. And the angel told him that that it is not actually small. The angel said, that river, we always respond to the hunger, or let me put it this way. They just said the size of the river is going to be determined by how much hunger people have for that water, for that life, for that living water. So he said, if the hunger in people for that living water increase, he said, the river also will increase in size. But if the hunger in the hearts of Christians for God, for the things of God go down, he said the river too will go down in size and in amount. Yeah. So the reason why the foolish virgins ran out of oil was because they ran out of hunger for God. They lost hunger for God. Yeah. And when they were now looking, when they were now having that hunger, it was already too late. Yeah. They left the place of intimacy with God, the place of desiring for God, thirsting for God, hungering for God. They left that place. That was why they ran dry of oil. So even you that you are listening to me right now, you will also run dry if you don't retain concerning this matter. You will lose the fire. You will lose the living water. You will lose the oil if you don't repent concerning this matter. So you are going to pray. You are going to place your right hand on your head. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, increase my hunger for God so that the flow of life in me can increase. The Holy Spirit, increase my hunger for God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Bible says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. The Holy Spirit, increase my hunger and thirst for God. Increase my hunger and thirst for the things of God. Increase my hunger and thirst for righteousness. Help my hunger and thirst for God to grow so that the flow of life in me can also multiply. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, increase. Increase my hunger for God. Increase my hunger for God. Increase my hunger for God, so that I can receive more from God, so that I can get more from God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, increase my hunger for God right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We are praying. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You are going to raise up your right hand. And you are going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every presence of darkness around me that is distracting me out of seeking for God. the fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every presence of darkness around me that is pushing me away from seeking God, from looking for God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every distraction that the enemy has set before me to keep me from seeking the Lord, to keep me from looking for God, to keep me from thirsting for God, hungering for God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every dark presence, that is creating distractions in my mind, creating distractions in my life to stop me from seeking the Lord, to stop me from running after the Lord, to stop me from getting closer to the Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them now. Continue to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, destroy them. Is that the next hand to touch them off? My question is, the devil thought, every presence of darkness in my life, around my life, upon my life, that is putting me in distractions, so that I will not even remember to seek after the Lord, to pursue after the Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You need to know that ministering to people, I mean, a minister of God ministering to people is not the same as ministering to the Lord. Yeah, there is ministering to the Lord and there is ministering to people. Yeah, now some ministers have left the place of ministering to the Lord. Or maybe I should say they have replaced ministering to the Lord with ministering to people. So they always have time for people. They always have time to pray for people, preach to people, teach people, counsel people. Yeah. Prophesy to people. Yeah, but they don't have time to minister to the Lord in their closet. They don't have time to worship the Lord. Ministry to the Lord means you are giving God what He wants from you. Yeah. In your secret place. Yeah, you are giving God things that He demands from you, especially things that He demands from your own life personally, not from your ministration, that is, God wants to have a lot of fellowship with you personally. That is ministry to the Lord. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to learn to spend more time with you than I spend with people, than I spend with my job, than I spend with the internet. Father, help me to begin to spend more time with you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. If the time you spend with other things is more than the time you spend alone with God, you have failed as a Christian. Father, help me to spend more time with you than I spend with people, than I spend with my job, than I spend with making money, than I spend with the internet, with other things. But help me to spend more time with you. Help me to begin to spend more time with you in the name of Jesus. Your ministry will only be glorious if you only spend more time with God than the one you spend with people, ministering to people. Then your ministry to people will become glorious. If you spend more time with God than with anyone else, pray and ask God to help you. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father, to learn to spend more time with you than I spend with any other thing else, than I spend with anyone else, than I spend with anywhere else. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open the eyes of my heart to see the deep things of you, the deep things that will keep calling me deeper. Yeah, because the Bible says, deep calls to the deep. Yeah. If God begins to show you deep things about Him, those deep things will continue to draw you deeper. Because as you see deep things, you want to see more. You want to know more. And in so doing, you'll be getting deeper and deeper and deeper into God. So you need to see deep things of God. The Father, open the eyes of my heart to see the deep things of you that will draw me deeper into you. Open your mouth and pray like that. is used in the hearts now. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart. Father, open the eyes of my heart to see the deep things of your word, the deep things of you, the deep things of your kingdom that is able to draw me deeper and deeper into you. Open the eyes of my heart right now. Open the eyes of my heart right now. Help me to see deep things that my mental knowledge have not been able to comprehend. Deep things that my mind have never been able to understand. Oh Lord, open the eyes of my heart and show them to me right now. Thank you, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. Show me the deep things of you, O Lord. The things that I know not. Even in all the years I have been a Christian, the deep things that I have never seen, that I don't know. Oh Lord, open the eyes of my heart to see them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Oh, we are still praying. One of the things that is killing these things today is materialism. Materialism. That is what is killing Christians. Now, when I say killing Christians, I mean killing the spiritual lives of Christians. That place where you and God are connected, and that is your spirit. So when that connection is not there, you are dead spiritually. Yeah. If the connection is there, but is not strong, it means you are weak spiritually. Yeah, and that thing that is killing these things spiritually, one of them is materialism. Yeah, one of those things that are healing these things, spiritual lives, is materialism. So what is materialism? It is the deep craving in your soul for material riches, for material wealth, for material things, that is, earthly things, that deep craving in your soul. I want to get a car. I want to buy a house. I want to have this. I want to have that. Yeah, if you have not conquered materialism, you can never have a lasting hunger for God in your heart. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every materialism in me. that is killing my spiritual life, that is killing my hunger for God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray. You cannot hunger for two things at the same time. You cannot hunger for spiritual and physical things at the same time. It doesn't work like that. The hunger of one will kill the other. So materialism is having hunger for material things. And that is going to kill the hunger for spiritual things. So you must only have one hunger in your soul. Just one hunger. Pray. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every materialism in me that is killing my spiritual life. Killing my relationship with God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy the materialism now. In the name of Jesus, every deep craving for money, every deep craving for earthly things in my soul that is destroying my connection with God, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Remove that craving in the name of Jesus. Every materialism in my soul that is destroying my spiritual life, that is killing my spiritual life, that is weakening my spiritual life, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot it now from my soul. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. I know some of you might be asking, are you saying Christians should not have material things? Are you saying Christians should not have material riches and wealth? Of course not. I'm not saying that. Of course not. I'm not saying that. Yeah. But this is the rule. God wanted to have material blessings. But you must not long for them. That is the rule. You must not seek after them. You must not crave for them. Yeah. In fact, if you are working for them, you have to be careful. Yeah. Maybe you have a job and you are working to earn money. You have to be careful. Yeah, because your job can give you materialism. Yeah. So that is why I pity those that are working for money. Yeah. In my soul, I pity them a lot because they struggle with this materialism. Yeah. So God don't want you to claim for these things. That was why Jesus said, the only thing you should crave for is the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Yeah. And then the material things, God Himself will add them to you. Yeah, but Christians don't follow that rule. They are now craving for material things. And that craving for material things now has knowing the craving they should have for the kingdom of God and for God's righteousness. So you're going to pray. Yeah. You don't have excuse. Yeah. You don't have excuse for craving for money. Yeah, you might say, I'm dying of hunger. Why shouldn't I crave for money? My country have a poor economy. I'm in a country with very poor economy. Why should I not look for money? You have no excuse. Yeah, because the only thing God says if you look for is Him. Or pray for is Him. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, lay your hand upon me and deliver me from the prison of materialism. Say, Father, lay your hand upon me and deliver me from the prison, from the captivity of materialism. Or open your mouth and pray like that. Let's just touch them out. This is the reason why many Christians are poor. Because they are seeking for material things. And God placed a cross on them. In fact, God already has placed that cross upon us in the Garden of Eden. Yeah, that cause of struggling is already upon us. And God is trying to help you break that cause, but you are not allowing Him to help you. Because the cause will not be broken. The cause of poverty and scarcity will not be broken if you continue to seek after material things. It is as you seek after God that is going to break the cause of poverty on your life. Continue to pray. Say, Father, lay your hands upon me and deliver me from every prison of materialism. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Deliver me from the captivity of materialism. This is the reason why many Christians can never be rich. Because they have been trapped by material things, by materialism. Pray that God will deliver you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Another thing that will not allow you to have persistent and continuous hunger for God is desire to satisfy yourself. The desire to satisfy yourself, your flesh. Yeah, that will kill your spiritual hunger. If you're always looking after pleasure, looking after comfort for your flesh, pleasures for your flesh, and you always after satisfying your fleshly desires, you can never have a lasting hunger for God. Those that will have lasting hunger for God are those that don't gratify the desires of their flesh. Those are the ones that can sustain hunger for God. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me that heart that does not satisfy the desire of my flesh. So Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that does not and cannot satisfy the desires of my flesh. Oh, and we only satisfy the desires of my spirit. We always satisfy the desires of my spirit. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord, create in me such heart. Create in me such heart. Give me a heart that only wants to satisfy the desires of my spirit and not the desires of my flesh. The Zenithar, Berenice Zenithar, the Zenithar, create in me such heart. Create in me such heart. Create in me such heart. In the name of Jesus, create in me a heart that takes pleasure in satisfying only the desires of my spirit and not the desires of my flesh. Give me that type of heart, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray like this. Bible says, evil communication corrupt good manners. Wrong relationship, wrong association will definitely affect your spiritual life. Whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not, wrong association, wrong friendship, wrong relationships will definitely affect your spiritual life. So you are going to pray. You can say, Father, I break into pieces every wrong friendship, wrong association, wrong relationship in my life that will never help my spiritual life. Father, break them now. Open your mouth and pray. Break them into pieces. Separate me from such relationships and friendships. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, break every wrong friendship in my life, wrong association, wrong relationship that will never help my spiritual life. Oh Lord, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, terminate them now. Every closeness with anyone or with anybody that will not benefit my spiritual life. Father, put a hand to that closeness right now. In the name of Jesus. Any closeness, any friendship, any association with anybody that we had no value to my spiritual life. Oh Lord, put an end to it now. In the name of Jesus. Put an end to such relationships right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We are free. Amen. Yeah, the Bible says God resists the proud, and then He gives grace to the humble. God resists the proud. Yeah, you know, you might not find a thought where they will be telling you to pray against the spirit of pride. Yeah, you might hardly find a thought like that. Yeah, but do you know that if many churches are telling you people to pray against pride and to fight against pride, do you know that a lot of Christians would have been so prosperous and they would have been so great in life and destiny? Yeah, so don't think we are becoming strange in this ministry if I'm telling you to pray concerning things that you might not have had any prayer point like that before. It is because God wants to lift up your life, and He wants to make sure that whatever is going to hinder Him from lifting you up is dealt with. Yeah. So the Bible says God resists the proud and He gives grace to the humble. Yeah. If you are really going to prosper, even in your spiritual life, you must be humble. And do you know that there is spiritual pride? There is spiritual pride and there is physical pride. And both of them, they lead to destruction. Now, what is spiritual pride? Spiritual pride is when you start getting full of yourself because of some little maturity you are now having in your spiritual life, and because you are now growing spiritually bit by bit, or because now you can hear clearly from God, or you can now operate in some spiritual gift, or you can, now get some revelations and encounters from heaven. And then because of that, you now start getting so full of yourself. That is spiritual pride. So you're going to pray. So whether it's spiritual pride or physical pride, they must die. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, heal every form of pride in me that is ready to destroy my life. Say, Father, heal every form of pride in me that is ready to destroy my life and destiny. But I kill them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, kill every form of pride in me. Every form of pride in me, every form of pride in me that is causing me to lose grace. The more proud you become, the more you will lose grace. Grace will be withdrawn from you. But the more humble you are, the more you receive grace. Say, Father, heal every pride in me that is causing me to lose grace, that is causing me to lose your presence, that is causing me to lose your love. Oh Lord, heal them now in the name of Jesus. Every pride in me, whether physical or spiritual, there is a reason to destroy my life. Oh Lord, take them away or put them from my life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Now, we're going to pray seven more prayer points. And after that, we'll round off the session. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, release into my life every blessing that I should have received since the beginning of this year. Say, Father, release them now into my hands. Open your mouth and pray. Every blessing, both physical, material, spiritual, every blessing that I should have gotten since the beginning of this year, but yet I don't have them, yet I have not received them. Oh Lord, release them now into my hands in the name of Jesus. Healing, blessing, deliverance, blessing, every blessing, every blessing that I should have gotten before now, every blessing that I should have gotten from the beginning of this year, oh Lord, release them now into my hands. In the name of Jesus, according to your mercy, O Lord, release those blessings into my hands right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have six more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy every demonic monitoring system that is watching over the affairs of my life for evil. Let the anger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and pray. Every demonic monitoring system, demonic surveillance system that is watching over my life, watching over my days for evil, let the wrath of God destroy them. Let the anger of God destroy them right now in the name of Jesus. Every demonic gadget, demonic equipment, demonic instrument that the agents of Satan are using to monitor my life for evil, to watch over the affairs of my life for evil, let the anger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every monitoring calabash, every monitoring mirror of darkness, every monitoring computer system of darkness that is watching over my life for evil, let the anger of God with the fire of God put them now. In the name of Jesus, every astral projection, every witchcraft astral projection that is the affairs of my life for him. Let the anger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every divination, and magic that are being used to monitor the affairs of my life for him, let the anger of God consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every star reading system, every astrology, every form of divination and sorcery that is being used to watch over the affairs of my life for evil, let the anger of God come from them. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord of the Lord, every agent of Satan that is closely following my life to destroy good things in my life, the sword of the Lord execute them. Sword of the Lord destroy them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, the sword of the Lord execute, destroy, agent of Satan, agent of darkness that is closely following me to do evil to me, to hurt me. Let the sword of the Lord destroy them. Let the sword of the Lord slaughter them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord execute them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every agent of Satan in form of serpent, every agent of Satan in form of animal, in form, in whatever form that is following me to do evil to me, let the sword of the Lord execute them right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy every demonic umbrella that is blocking my access to heaven. Say, let fire fall and destroy every demonic umbrella blocking my access to heaven. Right now, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray. Let fire fall and destroy them. Let fire fall and destroy them. Every demonic umbrella that is not allowing my prayers to ascend to heaven, let fire fall from the throne of God and consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy them. Let fire fall and destroy them. Every demonic cloud that is blocking my access into the heavenly places of God, let fire fall and consume them now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, We are free. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot every fear that rise up in me whenever I want to take action concerning the will of God for my life. Every fear that rises from my soul, from my mind, at that point when I want to take action concerning God's plans for my life, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy that fear. Uproot that fear. Open your mouth and pray like that. Right now, fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them, destroy them. Every fear that only appears when I'm about to take a very important step concerning God's plan for my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, every fear that appears in my mind to stop me from taking the right action that God has been waiting for me to take all this while, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. Let them be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness that is blocking important phone calls and messages that should happen in my life. So fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy that darkness. Yeah, if you don't have a phone, yeah, you see every darkness that is blocking my connection with new people. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroyed it. Every darkness that is blocking important connection, important conversation that should happen between me and certain people. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every darkness that is covering my phone to stop certain messages and calls from entering my phone. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the darkness now. In the name of Jesus, every darkness that is preventing certain text messages and calls from entering to my phone, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. Every darkness that is blocking me from meeting certain people or from having certain conversations with certain people at certain times, fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fear of God into my soul that will keep me from sinning sin against God deliberately, you're going to say, I receive fear of God into my soul that is able to stop me from sinning against God willfully. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I receive fear of God into my heart. I receive fear of God into my soul, so that I will not sin against God deliberately, so that I will not willfully sin against God. In the name of Jesus, I receive fear of God into my heart. I receive fear of God into my soul. I receive fear of God into my mind. I receive fear of God into my emotions, so that I will not deliberately offend God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of kings and Lord of lords, we worship you. Mighty God, we praise you. The God of heaven and the earth. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. The one who was and is to come. We praise you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your mercy that is working here in our midst. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy that is authorizing the answers to our prayers. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask that you help everyone here in those areas where they needed your helps, in those areas where they urgently need your help. Father, help them now in Jesus' name. Let the things they need suddenly appear in their lives, in their hands, right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the hand of God shall take you into the future God himself has prepared for you in Jesus' name. Every spirit that have been assigned to confuse you and put you in depression and take away your peace and joy, I bind the spirits right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit assigned to make you a slave to unrighteousness, to make you a slave to sexual immorality, to make you a slave to sexual things, to make you a slave to all forms of things and darkness and oppression, I bind the spirit right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit that is following you to make sure that you don't lay hold of God's blessing, every spirit that keeps pushing your blessing far from you, I bind the spirit right now in Jesus' name. I decree that you shall rise and you shall shine in the name of Jesus. You shall fulfill the purpose of your creation in the name of Jesus. The fire of God shall appear whenever your enemies come against you like a flood. The fire of God shall appear and swallow them up and consume them all. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God shall come upon you and your life shall transform into the kind of person that God wants you to be. In the name of Jesus, all the prisons of darkness that are holding your life, calling, and destiny captive, I decree that they are broken into pieces right now in Jesus' name. They are destroyed in Jesus' name. Every battle your parents fought and could not conquer, and now you are being faced with the same battle. I prophesy that the Almighty God shall appear in your life, and he shall fight that battle for you. In the name of Jesus, henceforth, whatsoever you lay your hands upon shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, I repeat, everything you lay your hands upon shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, every evil that is coming from someone close to you into your life, I decree that the flow of that evil is terminated right now in the name of Jesus. And every friend that is not a friend, but an enemy, but an agent of Satan in your life, I decree that the hand of God shall separate them from your life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that before the end of this year, you shall receive a great blessing from the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.